Good morning. A friendly reminder that Mincha this afternoon is at 6:50, 6:50 p.m. Don't forget the blast of Torah this evening. It's Wednesday evening. Please put it in mind. Also, please remember learning in the shul this week is sponsored as a schus refuah shleima for Rafael Aaron HaKohen Ben Rivka and Sarah Chana Bas Miriam Disha and Mishnayos are studied as they are every day. Lilei Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Nedarim. We are in Perek Ches Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Baheros Kigris. What if you have a situation where you have a Baheros that is the size of a gris that contains Uba Michya Kadash, that has a Michya, living skin, that's the size of a lentil, which is enough to confirm the Baheros as Tame. Now, Parcha Bekula, now all of a sudden it covers him completely. The Nega spreads outward all over the entire body. And then the michya disappears, the living skin. So whatever it is, in either way, once it sarasas all over the body, tar, the person is going to be tar. Nodolo michya tame. But if a living skin appears in a once it's already expanded, so then the person's going to be tame. Nodolo seir lavan, if it has white hair on it. So Rabbi Yeshua metame v'chachamim metarim. Rabbi Yeshua says there's going to be two white hairs on a tar person, covered totally by nega. So he's going to be tame in the same way that the person would be tame for having a mechia. V'chachamim metarim. The chacham said, look, if you're covered totally by nega, you're tar. That's just the way it is. It doesn't make a difference about the white hair. Baharas ubasei arlavan. Right? What if a person has a baharas and there's two white hairs inside? So the person would be confirmed tame parcha bekulo. Then, if it spreads over the entire body, even though the white hair that was originally there that made him tame, it's the fact that the neg is now over his entire body, it makes him tar. Baharis ubapision. What if you have a baharis and expanded? Now, if it expands, that's enough to make the person tame parcha bekulo. If it expands so much that it's covering his entire body. So, Torah, the person is going to be Torah. If the Nega recedes, so that the Rosh Eivarim, the exterior limbs are now without Saras, that's enough to make a person Tame. If it spreads partially, he's Tame. It's only when it spreads itself fully. In those situations, the person will be tar. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.